Hello, everybody. It's morning in Arizona. Of course, it's already afternoon, I think, in New York, where we're headed. It's Alan Scher. This is Flock and Gather. We're one of the only short podcasts. So take us in the car, take us on a walk, tune out your kids. No, don't do that. But I'm with a good friend. She's the director of product for Spa and Salon for Mindbody. You know them. They're probably the best software company in our industry. We're talking to Michelle Nuringer, and she's in Brooklyn, New York. How is New York? Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Alan. Nuringer.
Nuringer.
Nuringer, oh, yeah.
Even after we talked about this. Soft G, hard G. Okay.
Soft G, we went over this.
I got it. Okay.
I'm in Brooklyn, New York. I'm in the home office. It is freezing today. Oh. It is 18 degrees, feels like below zero.
Ex-Minnesota person, I totally understand that because it's been in the minuses there. All my buddies are calling, going, hey, we want to come down and golf. I'm going, yeah, it's raining here. Don't come down right now. You know,
I'm sure it's better. And again, my in-laws are in Minnesota, so I know that.
Oh,
I know it there
awesome.
Too.
What town are they in?
They're in Edina.
In Edina. Okay. So ran through Edina.
They were in St. Paul, then Edina, and then we've got some other family members downtown.
Listen, I find even, the PBA down here, the Professional Beauty Association, Elizabeth Fantetti is a good friend, and she's a Minnesota girl. So she's back and forth, but she tells her relatives, I don't go north in the winter. So not from Arizona anyways, you know.
So much wellness happening in Minnesota. They're outside all year long.
Yeah. So, you know, you don't know when you grow up there. I mean, I remind people who always said to me, did you ever skate? It's like skate. Okay. I think my dad had us in skates before we actually learned to walk. I mean, that's why great hockey players come out of Minnesota, North Dakota, Wisconsin, et cetera, because we were all, it didn't matter what the temp course now, you know, weather's a 24-hour cycle. You can pull it up on your TV or your phone any minute, right? But we're both old enough to remember when mom stuck her head out the window and said, okay, it's cold, Michelle, put a hat on today, right? And that's what the weather used to be.
Right.
Anyways, we love New York. Before we went live, we started talking about my listeners, as we talk now, California and New York decided, I think based on quote unquote, the science, it's time to open up again. And so a lot of our conversation, what I'm going to talk to Michelle about is this getting open again. And well, Michelle, first start, what is the director of product Spa Salon? Tell our listeners what that means.
Okay. So I lead teams that are super proud to serve the needs of spa and salon customers. Like, we build the software. And we don't just work with the engineers and the designers and the researchers, but especially through the pandemic, we're on the phone, or it's actually Zoom, almost daily with our customers, especially now, really figuring out, how's it going? How can we help you? What are we learning about your clients that we want to let you know so that you can adapt your business to what will make them feel safe? So even though it has been a hard year, it has been almost one of my most favorite years working with these customers, because we've had to innovate on the fly. We've had to sort of prepare for, we don't know what. So we've had to just kind of get in action and get our teams in action to really, do whatever it takes to get our customers, to keep them afloat through all these stages.
Okay. So let me just recap a couple of things you said that I think are so important. You talked about safe, and we know our spa salon, the greater spa wellness world, we were pretty good at cleanliness to begin with, but
absolutely,
honestly, I think it's been notched up, and it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. And you guys always are putting out good data at Mindbody about this as well. The second thing is, you said you're on the phone daily. So, you know, I unplug this, but, I have a desk phone, for those who don't know, in my office, and it's attached to a wireless headset. And I would tell you, our small crew of six spends almost all day on the phone, talking to wellness facilities, talking to vendors in the industry. And the third thing you said, which I think is so critical, is you're not like buy Mindbody. I mean, that's going to come in due course. How can we help you? That those are the simplest words. Michelle, address that as a company, because you guys have always been good at saying, how may we be of service?
Yeah, it is. I think it's about taking a wrapping our customers in our arms, like this really big, big hug. Like we are partners. We're not, of course, we have to be in business as well. But really our connection with our customers and that empathy that we build in each of our employees is absolutely key to doing this together as much as possible. When we are building new things, we want to co-create them with our customers. We bring our customers in, hey, we're building this thing. We're building it for you. And it's not, we don't use the time to talk about how the software. We use that time to say, what's a day in the life for you now? Right. And as we sit back and listen to our customers talk, that's when we figure out, oh, there's some unmet needs here. There's some scheduling opportunities here. There's some selling opportunities here. Would you consider doing it this way or that way? That's where we get our ideas. And then we don't just go into some back office and code them up and then bring them to market. It's about going back to our customers, saying, we heard this. And we came up with this. It might be a prototype or an idea. You know, why don't you try to use it and tell us what you think, or really, you know, get deeply involved in the development process. And I think that's what really makes us special and why I love to come to work every day.
I know. Well, you still have a full head of hair while I'm practically bald, but I can tell you, I did not pull my hair out. This is hereditary. I tell my boyfriends, I love doing what I'm doing. And they go, why don't you retire? I go, but I am retired. This is what I'm doing. I love getting on podcasts. I love talking to clients. I love trade shows, but I guess that is still going to wait till when? May, June, July, August, September. We don't know. I'm going to come back to that with you in a minute, because you guys always put on an amazing users conference also.
But virtual this year, yeah.
You know, over the years, and many people know that I spent 18 years as a manufacturer and distributor, and then I spent three of them as working for the equity group that bought our companies. And I've been running the association for 10 years now. And I'm going to tell you something that has not changed over the years at all. When we meet people and they say, what do you do? Right in a range of speaking, what do? You have to have a good short story that talks about who you are. You have to then secondly build the relationship with them. Thirdly, as we addressed, you have to talk about how you can be of service. And then fourthly, a lot of times they just decide you're the kind of person they want to do business with. But I recognize that with you and your team, whether it's Sarah or Laura or anyone I've ever met out of the California group, especially, and you know, Dan Chandra in New York is a dear friend of mine.
I'm sorry, you'll go way, way back.
Yes, we're not going to share Dan's stories because he's not here to defend himself, but we'll talk about those later. But I think the story, the relationship, the being of service makes people understand why they love you and what's so good about you. And you guys just have a team that blossoms in that area. It's just incredible.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Let's talk about trade shows and stuff, because our office gets a lot of calls. And literally it is daily, if not weekly, on when's the next trade show in person. It's not that people don't mind virtual shows, but I'm telling you right now, people are so hungry. They're scratching and itching to get back out. And so are most of the manufacturers with their field reps. You know, they have a no travel policy right now this minute, but that doesn't mean on Feb 2nd or March 8th or whatever the date is. So what's going on at Mindbody in those two areas?
So I have to say, so we have a wonderful conference. It's called Bold, and it brings together folks in all areas of wellness. And this is the one thing I love about being at Mindbody, is it's a community of consumers, of businesses that embrace all forms of wellness, fitness and health, spa and salon, and so many commonalities, like in that common tie of wellness. 2020 was supposed to be the year where the Bold conference was in New York.
Oh God.
We were planning New York, and this was so exciting, because every other year I had to travel. To last year, you know, 2019 was Orange County. Before that, it was San Diego. So this was finally sort of the, you know, home turf to kind of get these these East Coast sponsalon businesses that we love so much. And I think we were planning to take our customers on a boat trip in the harbor, the whole New York thing, whole New York thing. And then pandemic, and it's like Bold is going virtual. And so we, you know, so we did it virtually and we had some presentations and Dan Chandry was a presenter for Sponsalon, but it's not the same. And no. So fingers crossed that we'll come back in 2021. It's tentatively in San Diego, not New York.
I was just going to ask, do you have a date or anything, or do we not, or just go to mindbodyonline.com, right?
Yeah, I think that there's, you know, I think that it's too soon to say what, when we will be back to normal and when folks will be comfortable with that. But I believe that if it does happen in person, it will be back in California. And I'm hoping that I can travel for it because I miss travel to California. Being part of the MindBody family, there was lots of opportunity to go to lots of our offices. I was in Arizona a bunch, in San Luis Obispo, which is where we're headquartered. We have offices in San Diego, San Francisco. And this has been a very strange time for me, just being in Brooklyn and not traveling to work.
In lieu of the conference, is there something that you'll be doing this year?
I think that no matter what, and I'll have to fact check this, there will be something in that area, whether it will be virtual or in person, hopefully in person, just the way it was. We're not going to skip a year. We didn't skip 2020. We're not going to skip 2021.
Good. Okay. And you'll keep us posted on that because
we'll
share the, wait, when you come to Arizona to have cocktails with Kathy and I at our favorite restaurant, do we have to tell Josh that you're in town or not? I'm just teasing. I love him.
We'll have cocktails at Josh's house.
All right, good. He takes me to the best breakfast restaurants, so I'm glad that he's here in town and he likes to eat breakfast, you know. You said something earlier, I think it was right before we got on the air with our listeners, about what you learned about going through the China Corona virus pandemic new normal year, whatever we're going to call it. Can you address just a couple of those things about what these, because I think a lot of people learned a lot of things this year. I'm going to share a few with you, but I want to know what you learned from this last year of the pandemic.
I mean, it's been like 5 years in a year. I mean, I remember it was the week of, I think it was March 15th, March 16th. Our office closed, the world closed. And I remember because my daughter's birthday was March 12th and we had to cancel her birthday party, which was heartbreaking.
No.
Turning eight, it's heartbreaking. And everything shut down. And for the fitness side of the business, there was a very clear pivot. It was, there were consumers that were already engaging in virtual fitness. And that was a very, very clear direction for the fitness side of the business. We are going to continue to invest in video streaming, video on demand. But for Sponsalon side of the business, where these businesses were shut down, it's like, what are we going to do to help these businesses? And we got them on the phone, right? Because everyone was shut down. So they were all like, let's just talk. And I remember that week, that very first week, we were talking to massage therapists. We were talking to day spas. We were talking to salons. And a lot of them were kind of in denial. They said, we have to open back up soon. Like we have to, right? So it was very challenging to get to kind of understand what they needed when they were telling us, well, what we need is for the pandemic to be over. Can you fix that for us?
You with your magic wand.
Right. And then I remember it was actually one of my massage therapists who's on the MindBody platform that reached out to us and said, what could I be doing in my business to make my clients comfortable coming back? Right. Like understanding that that safety was going to be such an important theme, and that we know that our good spas and salons are already very clean, right? Rigorous sanitization has already been part of their protocol. So we knew that it wasn't going to be enough to just do masks and sanitization and the social distancing temperatures. Like that was just table stakes. So we did, you know, we have a big consumer community through our MindBody app. And we took to doing consumer research. Our business say, what do consumers need? Let's do some consumer research. And we found out about, you know, we asked them, how important are certain measures in your decision to go back to a spa and salon? We found that 79% said, well, masks and sanitization, taking temperatures, we knew that. 62% of consumers saying that they would not be comfortable sitting in a waiting area, that they thought it was important to be able to eliminate the in-store waiting area. 56% did not want to take out their credit card. They wanted some form of contactless payment. They didn't want to take out a credit card, touch a shared payment device, sign something. 52%, you know, along with the 62% around the waiting area, wanted to be able to check in virtually. They wanted to be able to sit in their car or outside to check in and to be called when their service provider was ready. They didn't want to have to sit and wait or approach the front desk and then be told, okay, sit there, read a magazine, right? That would be touching a shared surface. And 48% said, I would want to prepay for my service and even prepay for my tip, which kind of goes along with the theme of, I don't want to carry my purse. I don't want to take out my credit card. I just want to get my service, get in and get out. And based on that consumer research, we devised this whole plan called that we called the low touch journey, which is about keeping that client, that consumer safe throughout the entire journey. And that's where we pointed our team to in 2020. And a lot of that is really continuing into 2021 because so many of those safety measures are continuing to be important and they're bringing a lot of efficiencies to this to these businesses.
We've been with Michelle Nerringer today. She's the director of did you see, I got the soft G going there.
Right? Very nice.
A director of product spa and salon at MindBody. You can find them at mindbodyonline.com. Michelle, we have a minute left. So I want to just do some, and then we're going to do another one of these too, because okay. There's too many other things I want to talk to you about, but we're going to do some quickies here. So one of the things you said along the way is you guys kind of learn to figure it out. You know, you didn't go hide in your cave. You charged forward and said, let's go figure out what needs to happen, right?
Yep.
Okay. People, there's a good lesson there. You can't hide. You need to get out and make a move, right? Okay. Consumer research is amazing because most companies in our industry, if they're selling to our industry, they sort of ignore the consumer end. But I think it's really critical that you, amongst any other company, think through your client to the actual end user. That tells you a lot about your client.
Yep.
I love it. The touch journey. We're going to have a whole conversation on that, but I want to address one thing. I've always thought the thing that boggles my mind the most, because the rental car companies figured it out. The hotel groups have yet to figure out this. Now they are. This touchless check-in. Like, why do I have to stand in this big line? I've given you my credit card online. I'm supposed to have a room available, yet you make me stand there and do the whole process all over again, right?
They're going to figure it out. They're going to have to because, I mean, it's just one of those things that was happening. A small amount of it was happening prior to COVID, and COVID really accelerated the innovation. It really did.
Michelle, I've had... So there's so many questions. You saw me writing on my cheat notes. I have about 10 more things, but we're gonna save it for the next time. Michelle's team is amazing. Even if you just want to get some research from them, if you want to find out more about their software, it's not a problem switching softwares, people. Remember that. It's almost plug and play today. So if you're not happy with what you're using, it behooves you to look around, and especially at mindbodyonline.com. Michelle, we've been in Brooklyn, New York. We've been in Arizona. We've been in California. It's a pretty good journey today, huh?
Yeah, it's been great.
Thank you for being with us.
Oh my God.
And thank you. And I hope you have an awesome weekend.
All right. You too.
And remember, friends, please be kind to one another.